Cottage Flower Review presents Thursdays with Four.
What's up, guys? Welcome back. It's another Thursday with Thor. Hope you guys got some fire buds and the extracts broken out. Let's get ready to get into some cannabis knowledge. Hope you guys have been really doing well into the new year, 2024. I think a lot of people are starting to realize that the theme for this year is really to be, illuminated and really to be woke up and know the truth. It's all about the truth, 2024. I think a lot of people are going in that direction. It's a positive thing. That's most certainly my direction, as I'm mentioning now. And, a lot of things are, needing to be revealed, cannabis industry-wise as well. It's not just one subject, whether it be, political, whether it be entertainment, whether it be, one thing or the other. Cannabis industry falls into that category too as well. I think everybody needs to start to understand that a lot of things can sometimes be a facade, and a lot of things can sometimes just be a snowball effect or a smokescreen, and a lot of things could be hype. And I think people just need to certainly understand that, everybody needs to be fact-checked. Things need to be fact-checked. We need to understand and consider where things are coming from, and why people do things, and where they come from, what their background is, and what they really put into the industry as well. And one of the bigger concerns is not just like on a small pity pat level, which would be pity pat. I would say an example would be something like preference of a breeder. Oh, I don't grow that person's stuff because this person doesn't like them, so we avoid growing that stuff. So that's kind of pity patter. Well, what I'm talking about on a big educational spectrum is to really focus in on stuff in the cannabis industry, like percentages of THC. We all know that this is one of the bigger chases in life when it comes down to cannabis. Lifelong journeys of growers, breeders, scientists, botanists, whatever they want to call themselves to feel better about it. At the end of the days, we're all, cannabis enthusiasts. And when it comes down to it, most of us are actually indulge in it as well, which I believe is also very important, especially if you are going to be someone that provides informational and educational pieces about cannabis and the industry itself, and really trying to push for prosperity of cannabis itself and not necessarily for their name. And it's a very fine line. And the reason why I bring those things up is because we see this so much in the industry, and we hear people talk about, we have some of the higher THC percentages. We only grow stuff that has very high THC percentage. And when it comes down to it, who's giving them that percentage? And, what goes on, behind it? And it isn't just chitter chat or anything like that. When it really comes into it, there's so many ways and so many reasons why people do testing. And to be honest with you, there's a lot of things that go behind it. And what they do is they use chromatography. Chromatography in a lot of different ways to really kind of measure their percentages. But when we kind of go into some of the equipment and stuff that they use, it really varies on the company and what they choose to use for products and who's behind those products. I can give you an example. There's about three or four laboratories nearby here where I live here in Maine and New England. And these laboratories do percentages, and they cover a broad spectrum of everything when it comes down to it. It's not just THC. They also cover, various levels of THC, THCA, CBD, CBD, CBN, CDBA, stuff like that. And, it goes into a lot of different categories, and a lot of people don't necessarily understand it. And these are the things that I believe people need to be educated on more going into the future to really understand percentages, because, they're only seeing numbers, and numbers are giving them their answers. But really, it's more than just the numbers. Really, like a lot of these testings, whenever you go into the testing, they're going to cover a whole lot of different stuff. And the reason why they do these things is because it's actually a legal standard in most states. A lot of places, depending on where you live, cannabis testing requires a suit of analytical equipment as well. And, you know, most of which are all vital for cannabis labs. The lab tests really for cannabinoids, potency, heavy metals, pesticides, sometimes like residual solvents, moisture levels, terpene profile, of course. That's a bigger one. A lot of people want to see the terpene profile. And of course, microbials, fungal growth, mycotoxins, aflatoxins, stuff like that. And these are things that these cannabis labs are really using all kinds of equipment to test for these things. And you really want a broad spectrum. You don't really just want to always go in there and get one thing. I really highly recommend getting a few tests done or the entire spectrum of all the tests done. It's just really going to help you overall as a breeder, as a person, as a botanist, as a grower. That just please know that, you know, sometimes just going for THC percentages and a terpene profile isn't going to explain everything. Get in depth. Really see how you're growing, what the method of growing, because you can pull out certain percentages differently than others through the mediums and through your feed program alone, whether it could be organic, whether it's derived from organic, and it's just in a bottle form. It's not really cheating, in my opinion. A lot of people think that liquid bottle fed fertilizers are cheating only because they don't have to break down and do all the elemental things and really get all those organics broken down to where they're usable. A lot of people go through methods and they say, you know, when the world ended, you know, they really wouldn't know what to do because they're so used to using bottle fed, which, well, I do agree. That's a good point of why you want to learn organics. But the point of what I'm getting at here is different methods and different strokes for different folks could bring out different percentages. They could bring out different profiles, and you can get a little bit of more of this, a little bit of more of that. So if one person is, you know, growing it and they have a method that is preferred and it's working, of course, you don't want to break things that are working, but you always want to experiment in different mediums and different settings just to see what type of different spectrum percentages are coming out. And this is why I believe that you cannot just use one sole percentage test of everything and think that that's what it's going to be all the time. These tests should be done every crop. These tests should be done every single time you're putting out a product. A test should be done on it, the full entire testing. And again, it's very tough because if you're using only one brand, you're only getting one real spectrum, and that's all sourced from who you got your equipment from. And that's a very, very hard thing to do because a lot of HPLC systems that use ultraviolet UV detectors that are most commonly used, you know, for equipment for potency testing are used in commercial cannabis settings and sometimes, you know, the hemp laboratories too as well. But mostly it can be used in, you know, suburban, you know, mom and pop stores as well. I mean, this doesn't just have to be a commercial cannabis option. I mean, how does it really work? I told you guys through the chromatography, it really just simply means separation. Chromatography is really just the involvement of separating a mixture of cannabinoids in whatever sample that's presented. So once they separate those things and really measure them and get them, that's what it really resources back to where the equipment that they bought. So the point I'm getting at is all five laboratories in my area, when it came down to it, I called each one and four out of five were using different products and different sources to be able to give you those percentages. Only two of them really, really, really put down the information to me honestly and really gave it to me in depth. But the rest of them pretty much just gave me the basic knowledge that they had of what their equipment was, and it gave me the, you know, information that I needed to know that, you know, hey, look, they're going to have various percentages, and these are all going to be different constantly. And this is where it's really going to be hard to get the truth, because if one person finds a consistent product from a piece of equipment from a factory that is producing these type of systems, if they're finding out, oh, I'm getting higher percentages on, you know, through them, I'm just going to start using them. And then, you know, oh, I could easily say I have higher percentages. And that's where people are being fooled. And it's just a constant, carousel with what's going on right now when it comes down to walking into cannabis stores and seeing percentage testings. And you go in there and you're like, oh, I want, what's the highest? And I know for a fact, I know some people that literally only buy what they are told is the highest THC in there, and not they're not looking at the full spectrum in itself. They're not really understanding what's going into it, and they're not really understanding the full broad spectrum of things. They're not understanding that that was a test done 5 years ago that they think that they could say is going to be the same way every time, even though they switched up their grow methods and now they're now growing in coho coir instead of the organic method. And, you know, everything's going to change. They constantly need to test, and they constantly need to give you different percentages on every single crop to let you know how it's going, because I've seen it before time and time again when I've walked into a cannabis store and purchased something that I know was my go-to. Oh, that's a killer one. I know there's no hype behind that one. And there's no hype, but the hype behind it is real. And I'll continue to buy that over and over again. And I enjoy it. And the reason why is because it's grown the same way every time. But I walk in 1 week and it looks different. It's not grown as well. It's looking very tough. But yet the same percentage is still up there. When you ask your bud tender, hey, you know, what's the percentage on this? They're just going to go right back to that same number. And it's not going to relate towards this crop. This crop definitely was diminished in some way. It's not going to have the same percentages. And from what it looks like, there may be some moisture content still on this. And from what it looks like, it may have some fungal issues. These type of things need to be tested. Because if they're not tested, they're just going to be pushed. And yeah, you ever wonder why it looks like shit every once in a while. Once every, few months here, you're having a bad crop. You know, that's sometimes you don't want to put that on yourself, man. You know, it's not official. And this is what I'm trying to get at. And a lot of people don't really understand, what the systems are, what they're called. A lot of people, from what I'm hearing, go online and they purchase a lot of the same HPLC systems, and they tend to buy the new ones coming out. And then there's always new ones coming out that are updated and new ones that are coming out that are more official. And some people swear on, you know, certain brands because they've used that brand and that equipment for a long time, and it's given them no troubles and it seems to be fairly accurate. But the thing is, we don't really, really know until we have, like, you know, five samples from five different people, and then we can compare and contrast and really put it down. Because when it comes down to it, what I'm getting at here is you really don't know your percentage unless you go to a few labs and have a few of them tested. And every single time that you have a crop, you're having it tested. But if you get it tested over a few people, you're going to get a broader spectrum and you're going to get a better result. And this is what I think people should be doing more often, because they're misconstruing a lot of people's shopping and they're misconstruing a lot of people's focus. There's a lot of great stuff out there that needs to be tested as well. And what I'm getting at here too is what I really want people to start understanding, that to have your cannabis tested on a broad spectrum is really not too much money neither. You can do this for around $100 a crop. And if you're in business, you're going to do yourself a lot of extra background and good potential for yourself to learn the truth about these things if you go and do it, because you're going to see it on a broader spectrum and be able to break it down. Because once you understand that it's not all about fooling people, and it's about medical, and it's about the truth in this industry, and it's not about the flashy packaging and who's doing giveaways more and who's got a bigger social media following. I mean, that's all just to generate one bottom line thing, and that's more sales production. So the truth about it is once people start to learn that it's actually medical and they put some real care into it and it's not all about sales production, they start to realize that they can do better things for people and they could do the better things for themselves, especially if they indulge. One of the worst things that really kind of hurt my feelings is when I find out that someone's a breeder or and they don't really smoke that much and it doesn't really help them, but yet they're here on the business side, and it's tough because those type of people I know for a fact won't go that extra little mile and spend that extra buck to get those tests done to really push themselves in a better direction. Those type of things are really going to help you become a better person in life. And in the cannabis industry, potency testing and mycotoxin analysis are extremely important to me. There's a number of different pieces of lab equipment used in cannabis testing, like I said. And those high performance liquid chromatography equipments for the potency side of it. And then you have like plasma mass spectrometry for the heavy metals. That's how they find out if you got a lot of residuals, heavy metals, your fertilizer is not good one way or another, or wherever you're planting in the ground, say if you're in the ground, the area that you're in, you want to be very careful about what was done before you started your garden there. And then when it comes down to pesticides, they use the gas chromatography, mass spectrometry, spectrometry, liquid chromatography and mass spectrometry for the pesticides. And for residual solvent tests, they actually use gas chromatography as well. Most states really have legal regulations on a lot of this. And this is something that I think that when I go to the cannabis meetings and I attend them, a lot of them are done on Zoom since COVID. You've seen a lot of the new medical marijuana, or excuse me, they say cannabis now. Marijuana is not the term. They actually coined marijuana as a Mexican term, and cannabis is actually the term now used legally here in the United States and a lot of places now. So the OCP here, the Office of Cannabis Policy here in Maine, whenever they have their Zoom meetings, I tend to view them and watch them because I like to see where people stand on things. And a lot of mom and pops will argue this and say that it's actually bad to have legal state requirement testings because it costs them a lot of money. But here's the thing, cannabis makes enough money. It makes plenty of good money. And if you're doing it right, and you're supposed to be in business because you do it right. Not everybody should be in business just because they can grow. You have to really grow on a level to where you understand the plan. And that's where I see the best of cannabis dispensaries thrive are the ones who really live it, indulge in it. It's their lifestyle. It's not just a money source for them. And what they do is they will sometimes argue that these extra costs are going to hurt them, when no, that little bit of extra money spent is going to go a long ways for the consumer and for yourself. You're going to understand everything that you're doing on a better level. You can't just get results like, oh, I'm using this. Let's say one of the brands there, the Emerald Harvest, the green bottles per se. So you grow you get yourself a pack of great seeds, flashy pack. The person behind the flashy pack doesn't even grow cannabis. Just basically breeds for, the business side of it. You got Emerald Harvest, your liquid fertilizer, and you grow your cannabis plant and you have a successful cannabis grow. And you think it's just solely based on, the fact that you had good genetics and the fact that you had liquid fertilizer that you think works, and it looks great. And what you don't understand is that if you were to grow that same plant, same cut, say if you take a clone from it, grow in a different medium, different fertilizer, and different lights and settings, it could have been better. And a lot of people don't realize that because they get so complacent in what they're doing, and they think if it just looks good and it smells good, that's all they need to do. If it looks good and it smells good, it'll sell. And that's the problem with a lot of these guys, man, that aren't consuming. They don't understand that, first off, we can make this better. We're not studying what we're doing. We're just putting out one result. And if that's good enough for you, then that's good enough. That's complacency, and it just won't evolve you in this cannabis industry, and it won't get you further. You're going to want to grow that same cultivar under different circumstances and really unlock the best out of it. You can't really say that you kick the strain's ass until you grow it over and over a few times, you know, before you understand it, what's really the best way for it. And through testing and spending that extra little bit of money is going to make you a better person in the long run. I know it's going to cost you a little bit extra, but it's going to make you a better person so you can understand your fertilizer, those residuals, those heavy metals. You're going to understand if it's increasing your fungal content. You're going to understand if the moisture content is higher altogether because of your new medium. Maybe you went over to Coco Coir and rock wool from your organic, and you don't understand that this is a hydro type of environment, needs to be treated differently. And you don't understand what's going on. And through those testings, you're going to be able to understand that. And this is why I'm bringing it up to you guys, because it's very important, as most states will make this a legal regulation for various types of cannabis testing. Making lab testing is actually an integral part of the legal landscape surrounding, you know, cannabis products, period, because it's going to help everybody, especially on that end, the consumption end, because that's what we're doing this for the consumption, for medical users. Sure, recreationals get off, but when recreationals are buying, they're still using it for a medical thing. Cannabis is a medical thing. Let's treat it like a medical thing. Let's not just treat it like business. It's medical. You know, we're not those painkiller pushers just because we have a product, you know, that's, you know, we can make hot and flashy with all these young girls going out there to sell the product per se, like the movie. I'm using it as an example. We're not using that pharmaceutical industry to make big money like that. No, we're trying to really use this as a plant resource for medical to really help people and for them to get better. And that's what it comes down to. And we can't do that unless we do testing percentage. So that's why this is a big deal for me to talk about this today. And really and truly, we have new and existing lab owners that need to really find the equipment that helps them meet those requirements of the cannabis industry and community, not just the industry, because like I said, they become complacent with the machine that works the best for them, or say it's slightly higher percentages. So people are coming to them more often because they can get higher percentages off his equipment. So it's kind of like a sad show. And this is why I believe that if I really had time, I could probably put together these lab technicians, these scientists, and actually have them talk on a show, because I'm sure that they have a few things that are behind the scenes, the dark side of the industry, that needs to be brought to the light. And when it comes down to it, they would probably explain this 10 times better than me. So that's what my initial thought was to this episode, but I want to explain it to you guys. So we'll touch base more on this. This is something that I do believe that if I could have a guest on the show that could really give me some more intel on this, I believe it's probably one of the bigger things that need to be talked about in this industry, because there's probably people out there that are faking percentages, and that's a big deal. We want to see multiple labs, multiple systems, and then put it together. You can't just have the same system from three sources. We got to have three systems from three different sources, and we really got to put it together. It's got to be grown in multiple mediums, multiple nutrients, multiple light settings, stuff like that. You really want to understand what's best for each one. Because instead of really putting down like, buy this clone, grow this, and put it in your shop, you'll really have a book, you know, 10, 20, 30 years from now on cannabis that tells you how to grow all these the best way. What's really the best medical way to get your higher percentage for THC, CBD, CBDNs, and this and that, the other. It's also a big reason why I work with autoflowers. Autoflowers have more of the CBDs, more of that CBG, CBN, all that extra stuff. That whole classification of that family is diverse in that, more than it is with its cousin Photoperiod. And that's why I break down the understanding of the autoflowers, because I see it on a medical field more than other people see it as just a, oh man, that's a 4-foot embarrassment. Well, no, not everybody can grow those big 10-footers. Not everybody out there is normal, healthy, and is able to garden. You know, there's different strokes for different folks. I'm not just putting it on that. I'm just saying that's just one easy, quick example. Anyways, when it comes down to all the analytical equipment and used, I mean, a lot of people don't even understand what cannabis testing is. And any cannabis product purchased from a licensed facility needs to have and undergone a series of these tests by state accredited labs. This will ensure safe, easy understanding to consume and how to dose people. I mean, the legalization of cannabis in each state is becoming almost, you know, we're getting more states by the year now. It's going to become the world soon. And this is going to be something that we need to not tolerate as just something that is, you know, people are complacent with using the same old testing that's giving them a high percentage, but they go to a different lab testing and it's coming out different. It's not the truth. We need to understand this, guys. You need to take those numbers when you walk in and really understand, well, how many labs are you going to have that tested? And if they're doing it in-house too, I mean, that's also a very suspect thing, you know? There's a lot of different equipment. A lot of the equipment is very expensive. Going in-depth with all these equipments would take me a little while to kind of explain to you guys about. But really, the steps that I've really talked to you about in the cannabis supply chain would really help utilize the understanding of the medical side. I think we're catering to just the growers whenever laboratories are, you know, not spending the good money on equipment or updating or understanding or, you know, attending conferences. We also need to go to the labs and ask them what they're doing to constantly keep us updated. Because if we're going to supply them with money constantly like this to spend for the testing, for them to make their money and to develop as a company as well, and to be able to invest into new products, we would hope. This is something you also want to do. You want to make sure that those labs you're going to are spending the money in the right direction. Okay, I give you three lab examples. One of the guys, he's so dedicated into his career, he's taking every bit of his cash flow and literally reinvesting into it because he realized this is a lifelong opportunity. The other guy, the other lab, he's buying up snowmobiles, he's buying up houses, you know, he's complacent where he's at, he's okay with the equipment he has, he's sticking with that. Then you got the third guy, who's a mix of the both, you know, he realizes he's complacent, but, you know, he's got to sometimes, you know, realize that his friend number one is investing full time and he's getting ahead, you know, so he's investing part time and he understands those things. And when it comes down to it, there's always going to be more people in the room that want to progress for the future and be better. And it'll always be that way. And if you don't surround yourself with better people like that, you are going to fail in life, period. You have to absolutely surround yourself with people who have those likewise goals, who are people who do want to see you do good, and they don't mind if you are better than them. Because there's nothing worse than having a friend that wants to see you do good but can't stand seeing you do better than them. You need to drop them like a bad habit real quick. To get back onto the legal requirements, I do believe Colorado has pesticides. Oregon, California, they really hardcore are on the testing. I think this is something that a lot of other states should definitely be pushing for legal compliance when it comes down to it. And I think it should be from at least two places, not just one place. Software compliance. This is something that could be implemented into each cannabis. Say if they want to, send their product off rather than having to travel, waste their time, stuff like that. If we could somehow, some way get the federal, get somebody, a courier or someone that could actually come through and pick up the samples, that would be real nice too as well, because I know there's a lot of cons and pros to this. There's a lot of costs and there's a lot of profitability. But when it comes down to it, proper analysis is where my money is going to go. I don't know about you. And I really think that this is a touchstone thing that I think we should talk on, you know, and just with my final thoughts on this, there's also a lot of these handheld equipments that are coming out. They got those MyDX analyzers, which are like handheld plastic devices. They have a series of sensors that allow you to really like detect chemicals in the sample, like on the go. like, say, if you're going to purchase from a dispensary, they actually have these handheld devices now that'll let you know if it's full of fungus, residues, shit like that. Some of them allow a percentage on the fly, stuff like that. You're finding a lot of people with cheaper equipment these days. I wouldn't trust none of the cheaper equipment. I think that's more a placebo effect. A lot of people are going to come to understand when they go into a dispensary and they're smoking some 21% stuff and they're just getting a quick head buzz real, real fast. And then they happen to buy something that was 15%. And that 15% hit them harder than the 21, not all at once, but just gave them a better overall effect. And, you know, they didn't really understand that it wasn't all about numbers. This is what I'm trying to get at, guys. I've seen this too many times, people walking into the dispensary and going, I'll take your highest percentage. Give me your best of the best. And the truth is everybody's different on a spectrum, true. And that's what's really going to be the truth when it comes down to it. It's what works for you. You know, do you have an issue with sativa? Do you have an issue with indica? Is it making you, are you going to fall asleep? You know, a lot of people are naturally sleepy people. It really is something that people need to understand on a broader spectrum. And that's because we're not having broader spectrum testing that's allowing them to see terpene profiles, allowing them to see all the percentages of all the CBGs, all the CBDs, all the THCs, everything that goes into it. So they could start matching up what works for them better. Oh, I noticed that the stuff that has a higher CBG or stuff that has higher THCA or whatever the hell it is, man. Well, what I'm trying to get at is these testings are going to help us. It's the forefront in the future. Those are some of my final thoughts on that. I just absolutely know that if people would understand it on a better level, they would be able to shop better. They wouldn't be wasting their money. How many of you guys and you listeners out there have gone to a shop, bought something that you thought was going to be killer, and it ended up being shit? And it sucked because you spent a lot of money on it. Now you're out of smoke. You're wanting to trade it back in for something else. Or it's just sitting in the drawer. Or it's a giveaway item later on as a gift. It happens sometimes, dude. We don't like it. And that's because we need to be able to compare and contrast the profiles more. So if I go into a shop and I see that people are paying and pursuing the medical, that sells me right there. That's one of the bigger sell points. So if you're actually a shop out there that's just curious and listening to cannabis enthusiasts out there like us, and you hear this, well, maybe I hope this changes something about you. Or if you're a new grower and you're trying to get into a dispensary and that's your future and that's what you want in life, maybe you understand, you know, the truth about what a majority of people are talking about. This isn't just me. This is the majority of what a lot of people around me are all talking about these days too as well. So with that said, I just want you to know there are so many different things that we could learn from when it comes down to the cannabis plant and cannabinoids, because terpenes and smells affect you big time too as well. There's more than 20 terpenes out there on the cannabis spectrum. I want you to understand that they sell oils of terpenes of many different things, and they do affect us in healthy ways, same way as cannabis. So if you had cannabinoid testing, you would become a better person overall. You would understand things on a broader spectrum. It would come to give you better medical relief in the end. And that's my final thoughts on this, guys. Whether or not the labs are going to continue testing with one piece of equipment, whether or not they're updating it, honestly, if I were to be buying from a laboratory, it would have to be the best laboratory, and it couldn't just be one that was cheaper. It's a very hard, touchy subject for a lot of people. Like I said, when it comes down to it, I think that each place should be going to at least three people. You should be able to make your money back if you are professionally sound and you're doing things right. The investment will come back to you. It will create better things. And you know, with that said, guys, I just want to leave this episode on this topic. And I promise to bring you more on this topic by calling some of these labs more often than I am and actually asking if I can have a couple of them speak and we can kind of get to the bottom of what a little bit of this issue is when it comes down to sales points. And because that's when it comes down to it. It's kind of a sales point. What's the highest number? What's the highest this? And that's what's the constant pursuit of a lot of people and a lot of breeders out there are they think that we should be putting the pursuit for higher THC, chasing the higher.